Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hey there, folks. Welcome to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. I'm Jen Bunk. I am CEO of the PeopleStack, and I'm a career coach for tech managers. We help tech managers build your dream careers. We help you get unstuck. We know that you're listening now because you're feeling stuck in your career. You're feeling like you've hit a wall, a ceiling, and it hurts. It hurts psychologically. It hurts your identity. It hurts you emotionally. It may even be hurting you physically as well. And we're here to get you unstuck from that. Not just put a Band-Aid on it. Not just temporarily fix the outer problem, but to really get to the root of the problem so that you can build your dream career, because that's what you want. That's why the pain that you're feeling, the emotional pain, the spiritual pain, the psychological pain, that's why it feels like it cuts so deep sometimes, because really what you want and really what you know you're capable of is building your dream career. We are all destined for greatness. We can all have, be, and do anything that we want. That's the law of the universe. We are all superheroes. We are all capable of amazing, extraordinary things. As one of my mentors often says, God doesn't make junk and he didn't start with you. In other words, we are the opposite of junk. We are divine beings who are capable of so much, and that's why it hurts so much to be stuck in your career. And so we're here to help you out of it. And the way to get out of it is to get out of analysis paralysis and stop thinking about doing it and do it. Go Nike on it. Just do it. And I know it can be hard, but look, we have to look at the reality of what's going on. And then we see, oh yeah, I have to fix it now. I choose to fix it now. I'm not doing this because somebody else is telling me. I'm not doing this because I'm playing the shame game. We don't do that here at the PeopleStack. I'm doing this because I choose to, and I will not stand for the current state of my career. The current state of my career is what it is. And I can draw a line in the sand and I can hit the reset button and I can fix it, and I have to do it now. I choose to do it now because what else? Because there's no other time but now. And what I'm here to do is give you a dose of reality. And here's the reality. Somebody else is going to get your dream job. That's what I want to talk about this week. Someone else getting your dream job. And I promise you, it will feel like it's been taken away from you. It will feel like it was stolen from you. So that's my question that I pose to you today. How would you feel if someone else got your dream job? Not just in pretend, but like, think about right now, the job that you want and the job that you know you deserve. Are you going to have to work hard to get it? Absolutely. Are you going to need some help in order to get it? Absolutely. Is the job that you want and you know you're capable of? Your higher self is saying, let's do it. Let's get this job. I want it. That's what I want. So you might be on the job market and you might be You might have found that dream job and you're going after it, or you know that it exists and you haven't found it yet. Right? It exists in potential and exists as a possibility, and you know it's out there, and it's simply a matter of finding it. You know it, you want it, and you find out through the grapevine or other ways, somebody else got it. Somebody else landed that job. We hear it time and time again. And it's very often not pretty. In other words, it's not, oh yeah, you know, my colleague got it. He actually deserves it more than I do. Good for him. I'll move on. I'll find my thing. No, it's, there's this job that you know you're capable of, and you find out that someone who you mentored got the job. You find out that someone 10 years younger than you got the job. You find out that someone who was previously on your team, someone who you previously supervised, got your dream job. And it happens the same way internally as well. If you're looking for an internal promotion, again, focus on what you want. What is that job that you want? That promotion to VP, that promotion to director, that promotion to senior director or VP. Or maybe it's a promotion from tech lead to tech manager. And you want that job, and you know you deserve that job, and perhaps you've even been working really hard to get that job. And then you find out that someone else gets it. Could be internally, someone else gets the job. Or they may have decided, you know what, there's no one internal for this. So they went and they hired someone externally for your dream job. This kind of thing happens all the time. We've done thousands of calls with potential clients at this point over the last 5-6 years. And at least 50%, I haven't looked at the hard data on this yet, but because I know it happens so often, I'm being conservative here, that at least 50% of the time, part of the reason why people want to commit to building their dream career and fixing it now and are committed to get out of analysis paralysis. I need to think about it. I need to consider even all more of the options. The reason is because this happened to them, that someone else got the job they wanted, like I just described. And they were like, oh, hell no, I ain't letting that happen again. And from a place of love, they say to themselves, okay, this is what I've done in the past. I've fallen into, I need to think about it, and I need to analyze this, and I need to consider my options very carefully before I take action here. And what they realized was that was the worst thing to do, because while they were plotting and planning and thinking about it, somebody else took action and got the job. Because it's action that actually creates results, not thinking about it. So how would you feel if someone else got your dream job? Angry? Guilty? Perhaps a bit ashamed? Perhaps a bit depressed? Perhaps it makes you a bit anxious? Perhaps it sends you to helplessness and hopelessness? Perhaps it sends you in the other direction where you are fuming mad. I want you to visit that for just a moment. And then I want you to ask yourself, what's next? Do I want to stay here? Do I want to stay in this place of anxiety and depression and helplessness and hopelessness and fuming anger and guilt and shame and worry about the future? Or do we want to fix it? Do I want to get out of the burning building that is my career right now? Because, oh yeah, I see more than ever now that my career is burning down. And yes, I played a part in it. I'm taking a look in the mirror and I've played a part in it. No more. I will not stand for that. And I will not let you stand for that. Because right now, depending on the stats that you look at, again, being conservative here, there are at least 5 million people who lost their jobs during COVID. And they're looking for jobs right now. They're your competition. Yes, if you're on the job market, they're absolutely your competition. But don't think you're like, oh, well, I get a free pass if you're looking for an internal promotion. No, you don't. No, you don't. Because those people who got laid off, a lot of them are, they're just like you. They are committed to getting that next job. They are experienced technical managers. They are intelligent. And they are on a mission. Look, people who got laid off due to COVID, and look, my love goes out to you if you did. Some of you are our clients, laid off or fired during COVID. And you came to us, you came into our circle of love, and we helped you because we get you and we got you, right? And I know, and I'm thinking of the clients right now who are those ones, they are freaking committed. They will stop at nothing to land that job. I'm not talking about being, you know, not doing it from a place of integrity and being evil with it. It's like, no, it's time to take action. That's how they're showing up. And bravo to you if that's what you're doing right now, because that's what you need to be doing. And don't think you get a free pass if you're looking for an internal promotion, because companies will absolutely hire externally for the right person. And if you're just sitting there waiting to have that conversation with your boss about what you actually want, if your boss doesn't know what you actually want, then they're going to go look elsewhere. You may be sitting there thinking about it. Oh, maybe I should tell my boss that I want a promotion, that I deserve a promotion to director, but I'm not sure how to do that. So I'm going to think about it. I'm going to weigh my options. And in the meantime, I'm going to get an MBA and I'm going to take this course on negotiation. Oh, and there's this other course that I want to take on upgrading my executive communication skills and my executive presence. And after I do all of that, I'm going to ask my boss for a promotion. Guess what? In that time, you were getting all these letters after your names and watching all those online videos and those online training courses and thinking about it, somebody else is going to grab that job. Don't lose sight of the outcome. The outcome here isn't to read books and put your nose into books and videos just to get letters after your name. That's not the desired outcome. The desired outcome is to build your dream career, is to get that raise, to get that promotion, to land your hell-ass job. Do not lose sight of that. The only way to do that is to take action. The only way to do that is to have the conversations necessary to make that happen, to have certainty that it is going to happen, to have clarity that this is how I do it. You don't need to think about it anymore. You've already been thinking about it. You did that thing. You did the thinking about it part. It's time to do the action-taking part, where you create, intentionally create that promotion, that raise, that next job. That's what it's about. Because there are people out there, and we work with a lot of them, who are not falling into analysis paralysis, who are saying, I'm going to make this change right now. I'm going to do it. And that's your competition. I don't want you to ever, ever be in a situation where someone else takes your dream job because you took too long to make the decision to go after it. Get after it. Get after it now. Because if you don't, you're going to continue to stay stuck. You're going to continue to watch your career burn to pieces. And yes, you may continue to add value, you may continue to learn more, you may continue to grow in some ways, but there will always be that piece of you that wanted more, that wants more. Because like I said in the beginning, We're all destined for greatness. So it's time for you to make a decision. Stop thinking about it. Stop gathering more data. Stop analyzing and weighing the options. That's not where I want you focusing. This is your dream career we're talking about. Where I want you focusing is on taking action. So what's the next action for you? What's the next action? You could go and continue to try to do this on your own. You could say, all right, great. I'm going to go have that conversation with my boss and I'm going to ask for that raise. I'm going to ask for that promotion. All right, great. I'm on the job market. I'm on the job market for real now. For reals on the job market. For those of you on the job market, kind of, sort of, you know what I'm talking about. I am for real on the job market. I'm going to start networking. And it's on. You could do that. But I promise you, it's a very steep hill to climb on your own. And the air is thin as you climb your career mountain. So you could choose to do it on your own. But the question is, do you have to? Do you really want to climb your career mountain on your own? And constantly be questioning whether or not what you're doing is the right thing, the best thing, whether you're following best practices, and also whether you're applying what you're learning in the best ways. There's always going to be that question, because what you're looking for by taking action is certainty. And yes, taking action gives you certainty, but if you're taking action from a place of, I don't really have a strategy, but I'm just going to go for it, then that actually creates even more uncertainty. And also that's what causes burnout as well, because you just take action. And you're like on the hamster wheel and you're just constantly on the hamster wheel and you don't know what you're doing, because all you're really doing is throwing stuff at the wall to see what sticks. That is the perfect recipe, perfect petri dish for burnout, for lack of results, and for even more uncertainty, even more dread, even more fear, even more worrying, even more anger, even more hopelessness, even more helplessness. So that's the path if you choose to do this on your own. Because if you're listening to this right now, I know that you've tried some stuff on your own already, and maybe some of it has worked to a degree, but it's not working enough to actually help you get the outcome, which is that promotion, that raise, that hell yes job, without overwhelm, without working crazy hours. So that's one option. You can continue to do this on your own. This is the decision point. The other option is you hire an expert. Because with an expert guide, guides are even better. With proven systems and proven strategies, then you get to take action from a place of certainty, from a place of knowing that the actions that you take are right actions. In other words, they are the actions that will lead you in the direction toward your desired career outcomes. You're going to get there faster and you're going to have more fun along the way as well. And that hopelessness, helplessness, anxiety, dread, all of that stuff, the anger, that washes away, and suddenly you are filled with joy and gratitude and eager anticipation for what is next, not from a place of anxiety, but from a place of, what do I have to look forward to? This is freaking awesome. Yes, the air is a little thinner up here, but you know what? I don't even notice it because I have all the tools, all the systems, all of the support in order to climb even higher without even noticing that the air is thinner. Look at that. I landed the promotion. Did it take hard work? Absolutely. But it was simple. It was flowy. You did it in a state of flow, a state of ease amidst the challenges. That's what happens when you work with experts like us. We because we have the proven systems, we have the proven strategies. We are the only career coaches for tech managers. Full stop. There are no other career coaches out there. And trust me, we do the research. We know who else is out there. We know what the other options are. There are leadership coaches. There are career coaches. There are career coaches for kind of sort of tech manager-ish people. But we are the only career coaches who are absolutely committed to helping technical managers of all stripes, of all shapes and sizes, upgrade your careers. We're here for you. We are the experts to guide you. And at the end of the day, the question then becomes, okay, can you help us? The answer is, I don't know because I don't know you. Right now, I'm talking to my computer. I'm talking to myself right now. But of course, what I'm visualizing are the hundreds, thousands of people that are listening to this. And I know you're committed. And I know you want to be the warrior, the superhero, the provider for your family, the God, the goddess, the king, the queen of your life, of your career, of your family. I know that that's who you want to be. But I don't know you. So will this work for you and can we help you? I don't know. The only way to find out is to book a call with us. That's why we do it the way that we do it. People ask us how much. They send me an email and they ask me how much. It's the same thing as going on a first date with someone and saying, how many kids do you want to have together? Whoa, horsey. We just met. I don't know you. And any expert, I'm doing air quotes for those of you listening on the podcast, any so-called expert who never even met you, never even talked to you, who then says that they can help you build your dream career, that they can help you land that job, that they can help you get that promotion, and here's what it's going to be. It's going to be $500. Believe that if you want, but that ain't true. There's no way that someone who never even spoke with you and doesn't know who you are and doesn't know your circumstances and doesn't know exactly the kind of actions that you need to take because they've never even diagnosed the problem and the scope of the problem and exactly what your challenges are. And they're here saying, yeah. And you're like, how much? And they're like, yeah, it's 500 and that'll help you get that next job. Crazy pants. Stop with the silliness. It's ridiculous. That's why we do the calls, because we're not here to give you a Band-Aid. We're not here to have this like online program that people just pay $500 or $50 or $30 a month or $200 a month. We never even talk with the people who we work with. You know, you can hide behind watching videos all day, and there's so many business owners that do that too, because they're so afraid to have conversations with real humans. We're not. Can we help you? I don't know. You need to book a call with us. ThePeopleStack.com/book. We'll have an honest conversation. You'll have a conversation with somebody on my team, and you'll have an honest conversation about what's not working in your career right now and where you want to go. And if we can help you fix it, if we can help you get there, we're going to tell you, we're going to show you how. We're going to present you with a custom tailored plan with all of the details of what that plan looks like, including what's going to be required on your part in order to get there. If we're not 100% confident we can help you, we help you get ready. Because that would be the reason why we're not 100% confident, is that you're not ready yet. So we help you get ready. We give you an action plan. So either way, you're going to leave the call with a custom tailored action plan for reaching your career goals, for landing that promotion, for landing that raise, for landing that hell yes job and doing it without burnout and without overwhelm. That's the purpose of the call. That's your next action. ThePeopleStack.com/book. How would you feel if someone took, if someone landed your dream job? How about we make that not even a possibility? And the way to do that is to take action, to take inspired action, to take intelligent action. Stop thinking about it. Life doesn't happen by thinking about it. Life happens by taking bold action, inspired action, intelligent action. So what's your next action? That's it for the day, folks. Bye for now. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO slash husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.